You're listening to First Point Japan's Spotlight Series, where we interview the people and analyze the things that matter for you to establish, build out, and accelerate your Japan business. Only at firstpointjapan.com, where Japanese business begins. And now, here's your host, James Santagata.
One of the most frequent questions I get about Japan from friends, family, and even business associates and clients is related to what living in modern Japan is really like. And by this I mean not what's experienced during the initial honeymoon period of a few months or even a few years, but what's experienced as a long-term integrated resident. There's just so many myths, memes, misunderstandings, and misconceptions about Japan. Well, if you must know, living in modern Japan today is really like living in 1950s America, with all the good parts, but without the apartheid. It's like living in 1920s Paris, but without the poodle poop everywhere and the high-nosed attitudes. 4-, 5-, and 6-year-olds regularly walk or take the train to school and arrive safely in one of the biggest cities in the world, Tokyo. In fact, the most surprising thing to foreign newcomers is that no one in Tokyo, let alone Japan as a country, considers that unusual. So, what else is there? Well, how about lost wallets? Lost wallets are regularly, if not religiously, turned into the lost and found at train stations or police stations. And if no one claims it after 30 days or so, guess what? It's yours. The police and the station attendants, they don't steal the money. Now, this is evidently much different from the many news reports about and security videos capturing, say, TSA employees actively stealing money from travelers' suitcases, or in the case of the U.S. Postal Service stealing money from envelopes, or just stealing an entire pack. Another direct comparison that yields some interesting differences is that of the U.S.'s McDonald's and Japan's McDonald's. Now, the McDonald's food in Japan is different because it's often cooked when you order it, and the staff are always friendly in Japan. However, if you ever find the need to make a complaint, even at McDonald's, you may be pleasantly or surprised or even shocked. I once made a complaint about my takeout misorder. I was given the wrong order, and after double-checking and being assured it was correct, it was wrong. Now, I should have simply verified it by opening the bag, but I was in a rush for time, and they assured me it was my order. Anyway, after arriving home with my food, I realized the error and made a complaint, which was during the lunch hour rush, and this was done by telephone. Well, lo and behold, about 2 hours later, after the lunch hour rush, the McDonald's manager of that store shows up at my door in a suit and tie, bowing and profusely apologizing about my order and the mistake. Well, that was enough for me. I thought he was done, but he wasn't done yet. Nope, he pulled out an envelope which contained the actual original receipt of my order, and he carefully reviewed it with me, line item by line item, until we got to the total expense. And then he pulled out another envelope, and this envelope contained a complete refund in exact change of my order. And mind you, I was starving, so I'd already eaten the misorder. Now, I was very pleased, and again, ready to thank him, close the door, and call it a day. But nope, this guy wasn't done yet. He then pulls out another envelope, and this time, in the envelope were about 10 coupons for free French fries, and which, as an added bonus, had no expiration date. So, wow. Now, did I also mention that valuables found in the streets or found on the streets in Tokyo, they're very often left in place for weeks or simply gingerly hung over a guardrail or staircase rail in the hopes that the owner will perhaps retrace their footsteps and be reunited with the lost articles or lost goods? You know, would it be interesting for you to know that it's routine to use, or for people to use, a smartphone, $1,000 US dollar designer handbag, or even a valued laptop as an item to hold a Starbucks, Tully's, or Excelsior cafe table while you walk 30 feet away, out of eyesight, of your table to order, and then return again, only to find everything all nicely in its place, all unmolested, all accounted for, all while the other customers all around you are busy pecking away on their own smartphones or reading the newspaper as though you never left your valuables at their table unattended. Now that's civilization. You'll even find that the staff in the busiest convenience stores, including 7-Eleven, or called 7-I here, they'll treat you like you'd be treated at a very nice gourmet restaurant, and they're educated on top of that. You may find it hard to believe, but the convenience store staff can actually figure out in their heads exactly how much change is due to you. Amazing. Now, many detractors will say that Japan is a city or nation of sheep or robots, but honestly, whenever I return to the U.S., I actually often have trouble telling apart all the dudes wearing the same ball caps, which are all tilted or turned, orientated in the same position, while the same guys all sport the same boring tribal tats and throw the same poses. In Japan, however, the variety of food, both domestic and foreign cuisine, it's simply unrivaled. And Japan also has the most multi-star Michelin-rated restaurants in the world, even more than France. Specialty cuisines? Well, even French and Italian cuisines rival that of the very best you'll find in those countries. But the service found in Japan, it's higher, sometimes an order of magnitude higher than the U.S., believe it or not. Wine? Well, wine's something they really need to work on. But sake, yeah, obviously they are the boss in that area. As for whiskey or your single malt scotch, hey, even the Scots know, even the distilled spirits industry knows that Japanese products using the Japanese Kaizen or continuous improvement, as they've been wont to do for a 150-year period, wow, that's allowed Japan to make some of the best whiskey or scotch in the world. It's no secret. It's not news to any of the top distillers, distributors, or aficionados. Nope. It's only news to the general public. Well, thanks for listening, and we'll hope you'll join us again soon.
Thanks for listening. This program has been a presentation of First Point Japan, where we interview the people and analyze the things that matter for you to establish, build out, and accelerate your Japan business. Only at firstpointjapan.com, where Japanese business begins.